Japan's nuclear crisis may mean greater demand for imported food and less competition for Japanese products on world markets. But it also means that Japanese farmers and others who make and sell food have to worry about their future. Yasumichi Tanaka sells fish at one of Japan's busiest fish markets. But now there are fewer fish to sell. He says, fish supplies from the radiation-contaminated regions have been totally halted. The radiation is from the Fukushima nuclear power station that was damaged by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. The extent of the problems are still not clear. Last Friday, China joined a number of other countries that have banned imports of food from the affected areas. Chinese media said the banned items include milk products, fruit, vegetables, and seafood. Singapore also has a ban in place. Restaurant manager Connie Hon says some people are worried about eating Japanese food. The United States has also banned foods from radiation-affected areas, and so has the Japanese government itself. Radioactive particles travel in the wind and get absorbed in the soil with the help of rain and snow. Then plant roots take up the material, and the plants become contaminated. Animals eat the plants, and their products become contaminated. Some kinds of radiation stay in the environment longer than others. Medical physicist Gerald Bushberg is a radiation expert at the University of California, Davis. Professor Bushberg says removing the topsoil might make the land safe for use, but it depends on the depth of the radioactive material. And for now, he says, it is too early to take any measures. Experts say the ocean will help dilute radiation in seawater, but the tsunami also destroyed seafood, sank fishing boats, and leveled processing plants.